Top Secret. Final Report. 1. With regard to the activities of the Tracking and Pursuit Department, which is partially affiliated with the civil administration of the International Coalition Forces in Iraq, a special committee of inquiry set up under my chairmanship, with representatives of the Iraqi security and intelligence agencies and observers from U.S. military intelligence, has come to the following conclusions. A. On September 25, 2005, under direct political pressure from the Iraqi side, the activities of the Tracking and Pursuit Department were partially suspended for the purposes of the inquiry, and the committee summoned the department director, Brigadier Sarur Mohammed Majid, and his assistants to testify. They briefed the committee on the nature of the work they had been engaged in since the formation of the Coalition Provisional Authority in April 2003, and up to the time of the inquiry. It is clear that the department had been operating outside its area of expertise, which should have been limited to such bureaucratic matters as archiving information and preserving files and documents. Under the direct management of Brigadier Majid, it had employed several astrologers and fortune tellers on high salaries financed by the Iraqi treasury, not by the U.S. authorities. According to Brigadier Majid's testimony, their only purpose was to make predictions about serious security incidents that might take place in Baghdad and surrounding areas. It is not clear to the committee to what extent these predictions helped avert security incidents or whether they had any practical benefits. B. The committee established that a number of files preserved in the department had been leaked from inside. All those working in the department were subsequently detained for questioning. C. Through an examination of the computers used in the department, it was discovered that documents had been sent by email to someone referred to as the author. Upon further investigation, this person was identified and arrested at his place of residence in the Fanar Hotel on Abu Nawas Street. No documents related to the Tracking and Pursuit Department were found in his possession. The author was found to be in possession of the text of a story he had written, drawing on material contained in documents belonging to the Tracking and Pursuit Department. D. The story is about 250 pages long, divided into 17 chapters. Experts from the committee examined the text and concluded that it does not violate any provisions of the law, but for precautionary reasons, they recommended that the information in it should not be published under any circumstances, and that the story should not be rewritten. 2. Recommendations. A. The committee recommends that Brigadier Sarur Mohammed Majid and his assistants be transferred from the Tracking and Pursuit Department, and that the department revert to its original work of archiving and documentation. Those employed as astrologers and fortune tellers should be laid off. The question of the mistakes the department has made over the past few years must remain under review, and the documents relevant to the department's activities must be preserved. B. The committee discovered that the personal information in the identity papers of the author is incorrect. It therefore recommends that the author be rearrested and questioned in order to learn his real identity and any other information relevant to the work of the Tracking and Pursuit Department, and also to identify the people in the department who cooperated with him and to assess the extent to which this matter poses a threat to national security. Signed, Committee Chairman.
Chapter 1. The Madwoman. 1. The explosion took place 2 minutes after Elishva, the old woman known as Daniel, or Daniel's mother, boarded the bus. Everyone on the bus turned around to see what had happened. They watched in shock as a ball of smoke rose, dark and black, beyond the crowds, from the car park near Tehran Square in the center of Baghdad. Young people raced to the scene of the explosion, and cars collided into each other or into the median. The drivers were frightened and confused. They were assaulted by the sound of car horns and of people screaming and shouting. Elishva's neighbors in Lane 7 said later that she had left the Batawin district to pray in the Church of St.